When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and food in Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. Then we flip on that nerd switch to talk about anime, gaming, and
Haley's specialty,
K-pop.
K-pop. So thank you for joining us, like always. Leave a like,
subscribe, follow, whatever it is you got to do to help us fight on and keep, you know, pushing out these episodes and keeping up with it, because we're still enjoying. I'm, as much as I complain about how much work it is, like, you know, working full time than having to edit the videos, I'm having a lot of fun doing these. And it's always when I re-watch the episodes, I like laugh at a lot of stupid stuff that we talk about or like mess up on, or like,
yeah.
All this like dumb stuff. But yeah, thanks for joining us. AnnaMunchiesLA@gmail.com if you want to leave a line or anything, like anything. So first things first,
food.
And last time we were in San Gabriel Valley in the 626, mm-hmm. we did a boba spot, but now we have some great news. We have some California news. We haven't done this since like the first couple of episodes.
Yeah, that's because everything's been the same.
Yeah, so we actually are here in Los Angeles County. They're finally opening up indoor dining.
We've made it
to red tier, and all the cases have been, there's like specific criteria. I'm not going to even go over it because I have no idea. All I know is indoor dining. We'll be back. And I believe for indoor dining, it's crazy still, because I think it's 10% capacity.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not going to allow like full capacity.
Still. Or if it's like a really big like food hall or something, I believe it's 10% capacity or 100 guests, whatever is least.
And then of course it's like socially distanced, like the tables and stuff.
Yeah, they're pretty, I'm sure it's like 6 or 8 feet, something like that. But that means we could get some hot pot.
But I'm sure that they'll probably, like, some of the restaurants, if they want more people, they might still have their outdoor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But then, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm pretty sure they're still going to do that, because that's just, like, a thing now.
Yeah.
To keep, in a way to kind of keep
have an option
more
too,
customers coming in.
Because some people want to eat outside, I feel.
Yeah. But guess what? A lot of hot pot places you couldn't go, right?
Right.
Because a lot of them were like indoor and they don't want to change and like move those tables that are like built in.
Yeah.
So they like did takeout, which I have no idea how that worked either.
Mm. Some of them did have outdoor. Remember that one that we went to with Casey and Kevin?
Oh, that's
because they had
right.
like outdoor seating already.
Right.
Yeah.
But guess where I'm going to be taking us to?
Where? Jazz Cat.
Jazz Cat. So Jazz Cat is one of our favorite shabu places. Really decently priced. Really nice. There's literally like a picture of a cat and there's like jazz and a saxophone.
Yeah.
Outside the location that we usually go to, which is the Arcadia one in 60 down in kind of close to Pasadena and, you know, that it's central area for 626, super close to like where the 626 night market is too. And I believe there's one other location, City of Industry, because I think they closed down one of the other ones.
Yeah.
But Jazz Cat is, it's not all you can eat shabu first off the bat. It's kind of like a,
it's like a single fix, serving, single, like hot pot.
Right. And they
you
give
get
you
your
like,
own like,
veggies.
Bowl, basically.
You order the type of protein you want first. Yeah. Like there's like one where you could even get more meat than vegetables.
Yeah, it's called T-Rex. So I always get that one.
That's Haley's
favorite. I get more meat than the vegetables.
I personally am a very good omnivore, so I definitely just get the regular one. So I get extra like vegetables that she wouldn't have gotten and stuff.
Yeah, and I just steal his baby corn and squash.
Yeah, I have no say in it. It's just gone by the time I get my plate. And after that, it's so you choose that your protein. Mm-hmm. Or unless you, this is a great place for your vegan friends.
Yeah.
Our vegan friend.
Yeah.
It's great because he could there's vegan options because they have vegan broth, vegan sauces, and obviously instead of protein,
vegetables.
It's just all veggies.
Yeah.
Loves it. It's like hilarious.
And
it's
then
like
he
stacked
eats the
veggies.
Noodles too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Some of the noodles that he could get are vegan too. So, you choose protein, then you choose your broth. Lots of different choices
for
the broth.
Yeah, there's so many. They have like spicy, mild, sweet, sour.
But even besides like type, like not just like the flavor profile, but the types. Like,
yeah, there's a lot. There's maybe like 20 different ones.
There's like creamy miso. There's even like coconut milk too for like for our vegan friends. Unless you want sukiyaki, because I get sukiyaki. That's my favorite.
They have like Thai flavored ones.
Yeah, they got like all those nice herbal ones.
Yeah, the one that I usually get is creamy milk.
Right. So when it's heating up, it bubbles like a bitch. Like
it's
just
bubbling.
If she doesn't pay attention, it'll just overflow like with bubbles. Yeah. It's like crazy. And then after that, then you also choose a sauce, which is very important because sometimes like the soup itself, some of them are like not as strong like in the flavorful kind of thing. So the sauces really do help.
Yeah, and you use that mainly to like dip your meat.
Your meat and your veggies.
Yeah, I guess.
Dip whatever you want. Dip your egg if you want to dip your egg. Dip. You can throw your sauce into your, I don't know, just do whatever you want.
Well, Erwin does that. He throws his sauce into the soup.
He throws everything in there. And what I was going to say, though, is the one I like to get is...
Sukiyaki.
No, that's the broth.
Oh, you didn't even say that.
I did.
You didn't say that you like sukiyaki.
I did.
Okay, we'll watch this and he didn't say it. 100%.
We'll watch this and I can't wait for everyone to see the big smile on my face that I was very correct. When I
bought
it, I was like, sukiyaki, the one that I usually get is what I said.
Oh, no.
So check it out.
We'll see.
I win. And I was talking about the sauces. I like getting the I believe it's sesame, right?
Yeah, there's like a spicy Japanese sesame
that's
sauce.
The one. Yeah, that's the one
I get.
I
think I
so
get
good.
The regular one.
Because it's kind of, it's actually a little spicy. Like, I can handle spicy just fine. Like, I can eat super spicy stuff. I just, you'll see me react to it with tears and like,
his nose
super
gets
like
sniffly.
Runny nose. Like, but I like it. It's like, I got, my mom loves spicy food and can handle like crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I get that from her. My dad, on the other hand, is the opposite, like sweet stuff and everything. So he can't handle it and he gets like runny noses. So I have that side of him while the flavor, like liking the flavor of spiciness from my mom.
Yeah.
So I get the reaction from my dad and then the love from my mom. And I think that like you could get the regular sesame one and there's a lot of other sauces
they have
too.
Ponzu.
Mm-hmm.
Miso.
Yeah, they have just like straight up miso or something like that. They have so many. And then once you get it, you just throw it on the pot. Oh, and the pots are cool too.
Yeah.
They're shaped like cats.
They're cute. It has little ears. It has ears on the bowl, and then like the handles for the bowl is little paws, like of a cat.
Super kawaii. Yeah. And
so cute.
And for like, and if you tell them you're vegan, they give like at the place, the one that we go to, they used to.
I think it's like either vegan or vegetarian.
They give you like a little stand, you know, like the ones where you like when you order stuff and you put a number on your table. Instead of a number, you get a little kitty cat with a cabbage on its head.
He's a little squished cat and he's wearing a cabbage hat.
So that, I guess that's their sign. Like, yeah, oh, this dude is vegetarian or vegan.
He doesn't eat meat.
Okay. So, I mean, super cool place. Check it out. The ambiance is cool. They're pretty, service is pretty decent too. Mm-hmm. They're always on top of it when we've been. I mean, yeah. I feel like a lot of times, like, it just varies. Everyone's experiences are different.
Yeah, depending on the server.
But the food has always been the same. It's been good.
Yeah.
So check it out if you're in a mood for shabu, like shabu shabu and some soup or some broth. Mm-hmm. Who cares if it's hot outside? It's been chilly lately, so might be a good time for us to finally go back. You could check in on Yelp. Yelp check in on for your, like, you're adding your party for like a reservations. Yeah. That way, while you're driving there, you will
arrive, seated,
hopefully. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or not have to wait too long when you get there. So always use that. I'm telling you, there's a lot of restaurants that have that people aren't aware of.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, convenient little niche thing that they added on Yelp, and take advantage of it. So with that said, after food is Haley's turn with K-pop.
Yes.
And guess what?
But it's actually his bias group. Well, one of the girls from there. Blackpink. More specifically.
In my area.
More specifically, Rosie.
So Rosie's not my bias, but she's... It's hard. I feel like all of them are
almost
biased
records
at this point
to
Jenny for me.
Blackpink, like which one you want as your bias and bias record.
Because you like all of them, basically. Yeah, there's like everyone has their
cute.
Own like
they're all nice.
Charms and they're all pretty and everything. So,
I like Rosie.
Rosie's like, isn't she like your bias record, you would say?
It's hard. So, I really like Lisa as my bias, and then it's between Jisoo and Rosie. But I've been really liking Rosie's like new songs lately.
Right. So, maybe it's edging towards her right now.
Who knows? Maybe it's just like all three of them, and then Lisa's just my bias.
Mine is always Queen Jenny. So.
But yeah, so she dropped her.
Oh yeah, solo single album
like a couple of days ago, actually, and then she just released a new music video on the 12th, March 12th, which was like yesterday.
Oh yeah, like two days ago from when we're filming this.
Mm-hmm. So it's her first solo single album, and it literally has only two songs on there. It's Gone, and then her newest one.
With a music video, actually,
with the music
too.
Video on the ground. Well,
on
Gone,
the ground,
Gone
yeah.
had a music video.
Oh, yeah.
Video
yeah.
too.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. It's just the video, the last one finally released on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. It's totally different.
Both of them are in English.
Yeah, they're both in English, and it kind of almost has more of an American pop
kind of
sound.
Yeah.
Like a rock pop kind of sound to it. It's really cool. I was kind of unexpected, personally. I didn't think it was going to... Like, I had a feeling because she plays guitar a lot.
Yeah, and then she speaks fluent English.
English,
too.
Right, because she's from
New Zealand.
So, but it was, like, really cool because I guess it wasn't... Like, you could feel the K-pop vibes, obviously, in the song, but... At the same time, it didn't sound like straight up K-pop.
No, it was. I like them a lot, actually.
Yeah, Haley's been singing all morning. Just don't ask her to sing it for you, please. Save your ears.
Oh, that's so mean.
Don't worry, when we go karaoke again, so you can sing all you want. So I really enjoyed it. I mean, I'm sorry, Jenny's still my bias, but Rosie's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I mean. It's always exciting for like all the Blinks out there. Blink, if we didn't talk about last time, is ARMY's BTS. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for Blackpink, it's Blinks. Fellow Blinks.
Yes.
Or the Blink ARMY. That's us right
There's
here, actually.
A lot. Yeah.
ARMY Blinks. Blink ARMY. I don't know. So, I mean, it was really cool to see the video. And she really has like couple performances like on Ikigayo.
Yeah,
which is like
did her live.
Do you want to explain what Ikigayo is, kind of thing?
Ikigayo, and they have like Music Core. It's like a weekly music show in Korea, that's just like showing how well that song did during that week. So like like the amount of albums that were bought, like played, purchased, and stuff like that.
So they perform there, and they also interview like the groups or the solo artists on Inkigayo.
And then they
especially when they're releasing new material.
Like they're promoting them basically. Right. And then at the end of the show, so they'll have all the K-pop idols that are promoting that week perform on that show, and then at the end they'll give like an award who did like the most sales or the most popular for that week.
Yeah. And that's usually when a lot of the different fandoms and everything come into play, where they like all the different Instagrams for like every K-pop group fandom, they're just, you know, blowing up the votes because they want, obviously,
yeah,
they want their stans to win. So it's did the same win? Thing.
I didn't even see.
No, I don't know. She won. I hope she won. So, but at the same time, it's pretty cool. So yeah, it's just like a weekly thing, and it's cool because they actually do performances. And like we said, it's like all
kinds
of groups. Yeah. It's like not just like the very popular ones, even like ones you've probably never heard of, or like brand new ones, or you know, comebacks from long time
exactly.
ago. When it's like, it's really cool if you're like starting to get into K-pop and you want to kind of check out new artists and kind of see that kind of thing, right?
I mean, it just sucks because like before obviously COVID they were able to like perform this for like fans, but then now, you know, they're performing it for no one.
Yeah, basically it's just for like, us just and the cameraman.
Yeah,
so there's the props to you, cameraman, for
them.
Having the best view in the house. So I mean that's pretty much it, because I mean it seems like it's been like receiving really well, her album. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talking about it. I was surprised because I'm not used to all the like how the K-pop
comebacks,
albums and stuff work.
Debut.
And I was really surprised when it's like, oh, it's her solo album. And then come to find out, like Haley said, there's only two songs.
Yeah.
Single, that's an album. That's like a single. Like here in America, it's just like
a single. Yeah.
But I guess it's actually like an album or a solo album, or there might probably be new parts. I don't know how the hell this works. So I'm just enjoying it. I'm here for the ride. So I mean, is that pretty much it?
Mm-hmm.
So after K-pop, guess what? We got some gaming stuff this week.
Yes, something brief,
because something is coming out, and it's also Haley's other specialty, Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Yes. So I'm sure like a lot of people who are playing Animal Crossing know about this update that's coming out. It's the Sanrio update. It's dropping March 18th, but you can only buy the amiibo cards, which are like, they're going to be special Sanrio characters in Animal Crossing that you can scan into your game, and you'll get new characters, outfits, items, and then like decorations for your island, but you need to buy the amiibo cards in order to like have it in game.
Right. So I mean, people should be familiar with amiibo cards, especially with Animal Crossing at this point.
I'm sure like everybody that's played Animal Crossing has amiibo cards.
But if you're not too familiar, amiibo cards are like, if you know those amiibo figures that released back then in Nintendo, I don't know if they
like, you can
they
use
still
it for
do.
Like what
so
other games
it's
like
use
Smash?
It for specific games like Smash Brothers. So these cards, like they have like a special like a scanning,
like a
chip inside them. And then that way you could actually transfer like whatever's on the cards and get special
villagers.
Like she said, villagers. In this case, villagers.
Yeah,
usually
because
it's like,
villagers in Animal Crossing, there's 400 plus villagers.
Right.
And like they're random when you look for them on islands. And like sometimes you don't get the one that you want. So a lot of people buy these amiibo cards so they can get exactly what
the one that you
they
want. There's a few that don't have it, and those are the more rare ones.
Yeah.
And but in this case, it's crazy because it's actual Sanrio characters, right?
They did a collab with Sanrio. So these cards are actually not new. They were released in Japan like maybe 5 years ago for Animal Crossing New Leaf. So these cards were already been used.
So these are kind of recycled, but kind of more now like remade
for
the Western market and stuff.
Yeah,
they're
recycling them. So, but I think you can still use, if you bought them for New Leaf, you can use it for this update.
That's always what's good about Nintendo. Mm-hmm. They're very good with like, if it's been used before, like you'll still be able to use it, which is why I love Nintendo.
So those people that have the Japanese ones can use it for this.
So you don't have to buy new ones. And like you said though, like what still blows my mind, so you can have like Caropi as your neighbor, like walking around.
Well, it's not going to be exactly Caropi.
Oh,
it's going to be a villager. His name is actually Toby. He's a bunny villager, but he's dressed up like Karopi. He has like Karopi theme. Like he's a green bunny.
A themed villager.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So they're not the actual villagers.
No. I wish. Okay. But the items that you get in the game, like maybe like the chairs, the decorations, the wallpaper, the rugs, even like their clothes, like Hello Kitty bow and stuff, it's all like actual characters.
Are you going to try to get... I want like a pom-pom pudding hat.
Yeah, there's a pom-pom... So the... I think there's six characters that they came up with. It's
right.
Hello Kitty, Pom Pom Pudding, My Melody, Cinnamon Roll, Little Twin Stars, and Karopi. What really sucks is that Hello Kitty is a freaking gorilla villager.
That is awesome.
The worst one. Are you joking? Everyone's like, they did Hello Kitty so dirty. We'll put a picture because... it's not cute at all.
By "will put a picture," she means I will put
He'll
a picture.
He'll put a picture in. The Hello Kitty themed character is called Rila, and it's a gorilla.
Let's get a good look at her right now. Wow.
But the rest of the characters are all really cute. Actually, the pom-pom pudding one, he's a little cub, like a bear cub, right. Like Judy. And he's yellow like pom-pom pudding. He's cute.
Are you going to be getting any of these villagers or no?
No.
Do you want?
No, because I don't want to scan out. I don't want to kick out any of my 10 villagers. So I'm probably just going to scan them in for their like items. Because they have Japanese themed items too.
I see. Okay. Keeping it real. Oh, and then to the OGs.
My babies. And then they have like Hello Kitty bows. And then I think like the My Melody, like. She has like a hood or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd want those, like the outfits.
Dang.
But then that's it.
I mean, so is it just like outfits? Or is it like, you said there's chairs.
Yeah, there's
and like
chairs,
a lot of different like items.
I think Karopi's one is really cute because his is mainly like Japanese themed. So he has like a little Zen bridge
that's sick.
Lot of people want. And then like a
right.
like Japanese themed like food with Karopi on it.
My question is now, because you didn't really get into it. So these cards... are they they're like in like looking like booster packs if you're used to like Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, they come in booster packs.
Yeah, so these ones, it's gonna come with all six.
So it comes all, so you don't have to like buy multiple ones and hope. That's awesome.
Yeah, so you
props
you,
to Nintendo
you will
again.
Get all six in one pack and
then it's
exclusively at Target
exclusive.
March 26th,
or if we like to say Target.
Yeah, so that's where you'll be able to buy them. But then a lot of people sell them on Etsy or eBay because they can make, you can make amiibo
cards. Like an RFID kind of thing that people, but, you know, just support the company.
Yeah,
I
want to try and get the actual ones, but I'm scared that people are just going to buy them to, like, resell.
But it might not be that much of a case because it's not like... like, because if people just want the items, because people will RFID, so.
Yeah.
We'll see. It might not. Hopefully, it won't fluctuate.
But
there might be people like you that want, obviously, the physical ones.
Yeah, so. I want physical ones.
You know, and it's coming out. Is there, like, an actual release date when the cards should be in store?
March 26th.
So, March 26th, are we going?
Yes. We'll try.
Okay, we don't have to go.
No, we'll try.
All right, so we will try to get our hands on these amiibo cards.
Yeah.
So, she has more furry friends. Or furry... outfitted friends. If anything, you could dress up your villagers as all these different
ones. That's
why
I would just want the outfits. I'm just
gonna
put Genji.
Give us a couple examples. Yeah,
like, I'm gonna put Genji in like a...
who is he gonna be? One
Cinnamon Roll, maybe.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like,
yeah, because Cinnamon Roll,
even
though it's a dog, is like
Cinnamon Roll
is blew my mind when I found out it's a puppy.
Yeah,
because it looks like a bunny.
Yeah, but it's actually a puppy.
Why don't you just give Genji My Melody?
My Melody.
To Genji.
Yeah.
I was going to say, don't you have... oh, you have...
Judy.
Judy? No.
I can give her with like Little Twin Stars. Maybe.
That's true too. Are they going to have Little Twin Stars too? Okay. I was trying to think. What's your frog villager again?
Oh, Lily.
So Lily will be Karopi, right?
Yeah, I can give her that overalls.
That'd be pretty funny because she'll like look like a full-on real Karopi.
So I'm just going to do that because I can't kick my villagers out. Right. They've been with me for like a year already.
It's like kicking out... you know, like family.
Exactly.
Out of your
I can't
house.
Do that to them.
Like, no, I'm sorry, grandma.
Yeah, Alice is my grandma.
Alice is your grandma. We're like your cousins, and all that stuff. So it's pretty cool. That sounds pretty exciting for ACNH, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
if you're
a lot
still
of people
playing,
have like stopped. Well, not a lot of people, but some of my friends have stopped, but then they want to come back for this.
For
update.
This one, exactly. I was gonna say this is a good time to come back, or good way for Nintendo to keep you guys on that
on that the hook, leash.
On that little hook, yeah. And like, you know, fishing you guys out. So yeah, that sounds fun. I mean, it's always fun when you're playing with your little animal friends.
Yeah.
Speaking about animal friends.
Oh, more furry stuff.
More stuff to come about animals and animal friends and humanoid kind of stuff. It's our next topic. It's anime. Uh-huh. And it's also Haley's other specialty.
He's just drowning me today with and all this stuff.
She's drowning her with furries.
Furry stuff.
And it's actually our anime's Beastars.
Beastars, yeah.
I personally didn't watch it yet. I just kind of saw it a little bit every now and then when she's watching it.
I binge watched it in one day.
But she binge watched it.
In one day. Or right. Like one night, actually. So he didn't even have a chance.
I mean, what's the general,
it?
What would you compare it to and like, what would you explain it as?
Beastars, I would compare it to, if you guys have seen Zootopia, it's very similar to that. Like the whole herbivore versus carnivore, like trying to live together basically in that world. So the carnivores aren't allowed to eat the herbivores because you're meant to like live in equality.
Because it's illegal too? Is it
yeah.
like illegal?
It's okay. Like basically murder.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
So it's the same kind of thing as Zootopia if you guys have seen that, the Disney movie. But this one takes place in the school. So they're all like, I believe, high school students.
Typical Japanese like shonen shoujo.
Yeah.
It's always just like high school students.
Yeah. So the premise of it is a high school. All the characters are animals. The main one is a wolf. His name is Legoshi. And then the heroine, I guess, is a bunny. Like, she's tiny. She's a little white bunny and her name is Haru. And then the senpai, I guess you would say, or like the person that they all look up to at the school is Louie Senpai, which he's a deer.
Oh, okay. So those are like the
main three. Yeah. Right. But then, of course, like there's other like friends.
And right. Of course. And then so it's kind of just like a back and forth.
Yeah.
Between,
so
like,
but in the very first episode, I'll just give you like
a quick rundown
about what it's about. So right. Like the whole thing, like, you know, it's illegal to eat.
Eat other meat.
Eat other,
eat other
your
animals.
Friends, basically. But it starts off and there's a murder at the school. One of the classmates got killed. And so, like, now there's, like, tension between the herbivores and carnivores because of this murder. Because, like, there's, like, oh, like, who is it kind of thing. So that's the premise of it. And then, like, of course, it follows on. And there's love interest, of course, between...
Typical anime kind
of
shoujo shonen.
Love interest. Actually,
yeah.
Legoshi the wolf likes Haru the bunny. It's kind of like a weird pairing because she's very, very tiny and then like he's a wolf.
But... Well, look at Oromonogatari.
That's true.
Tiny and then huge.
Yeah, so that's basically like what it's about. And there's like a lot of conflict between Haru and Legoshi too, because like she's kind of, I don't want to say like a slut.
It's a slutty bunny.
Yeah, she is. So she's like known in the school to like sleep around with guys because she's like the really pretty girl bunny kind of thing. Yeah, but then he likes her regardless of all of that, but then she kind of doesn't get it. You know, she just thinks that he wants to sleep with her, but then like he actually really likes her.
Right.
And yeah, I guess like it all, they have to try and find out who murdered that classmate.
Right.
But then there's like a lot of story in between that.
Of course. I mean, it sounds like a lot. I mean, it's pretty popular too.
It is.
Beastars is pretty popular.
I feel like it's popular between like the Animal Crossing community because they're basically like our villagers. Like, because we have a villager in Animal Crossing that looks like Haru, and then one that looks like Legoshi, and one that looks like Louie, and I think someone like put it together.
No way, are you serious?
I was like, oh, that's cute. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, so there you go for ACNH people.
And then it has a manga too, and then I think it's like ahead, obviously, but then the new season is coming out. It's already out in Japan, but the new season comes out July 2021.
Oh, for here in the West,
in the summer. And
Netflix.
It's only on Netflix. It's
Netflix exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Beastars. I mean, Haley really enjoyed it.
Yes!
She's excited for it. Maybe we'll see if I'll jump in.
You should watch.
I'm still busy with a lot of my other
like,
show.
Yeah, he has his own thing.
Rom-com.
I'm not
RM stuff.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I would have watched those if they were furries. Just kidding.
Nope.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. So now we're kind of learning. We're getting into Haley's Haley's deep secret mind.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, I mean, that's pretty much it for today's episode. Anything you want to add about Beastars?
No? Not really.
Zootopia, basically, huh?
I mean, yeah.
It's like an anime Zootopia.
It's like Zootopia, kinda. But darker.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. More like adult.
There's like murder like, more like and... sex scenes kind of thing.
Right. So, I mean, Beastars. So, check out Beastars. Listen to Rosie's single. Two single solo album songs. They're awesome.
They're good. They're really good.
Two of them. Yeah. And don't forget to get the Hello Kitty stuff. Target exclusive only for all the Animal Crossing friends out there. And of course, we'll be eating at Jazz Cat very soon. Get some shabu indoor dining.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, thank you for joining as always. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, follow, whatever, all those different podcast kind of stuff they ask you to do, please. And animunchiesla@gmail.com if you want to leave a line or any suggestions and say hello. So thank you for joining us, and we will see you in the next episode.
Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.